Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to The Shit Show. Kia ora, everyone.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Shit Show.
So happy to be in your ears as per usual.
So today we are talking about slut shaming.
Yes, we fucking are.
More specifically, slut shaming in Hollywood, but it kind of, it's across the board, isn't it?
It permeates everything and how women are way more likely to be slut shamed than men are.
Fuck yeah. This was all brought on by the recent scandal with Lily James, who was an actress who was caught kissing another male actor who is married. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, and then we'll have a big old discussion as per.
As per, we'll dive into why the fuck women get slut shamed and men don't. In fact, they kind of get applauded, don't they?
Yeah, often they do, and no doubt we'll be talking about that.
Okay, Rubes, can you please explain to me the drama that has been happening with Lily James? And to be honest, I should know the man's name.
So his name is Dominic West.
Okay.
So Lily James, if you don't know, she's an English actress. She starred in the second Mamma Mia.
She did too.
Yep, and she's recently come into the spotlight a bit more for a new Netflix movie called Rebecca with Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer, that's one. So currently she is in Rome filming a movie with actor Dominic West. He is 51, she is 31, so he is 20 years older than her. And photos obtained by the Daily Mail show the two kissing, holding hands, tandem riding an electric scooter, you know, the modern epitome of love. And just a very flirty outing. However, the problem is that Dominic is married and has four children with his wife.
No, Ruby, but I think she was actually doing this with Dominic East.
Oh, my mistake. The tabloids have got it wrong.
They got it so wrong. Debunked.
A huge misunderstanding. So these photos were published, and following the release of them, Lily James was twending.
It's like when I used to say Donald Trump.
Lily James was trending on Twitter as people, you know, naturally weighed in on the scandal. Big red flag here, because obviously Dominic West wasn't trending at all. So the next couple of days, everyone kind of had their opinions. There were multiple articles. In a bizarre event, Dominic and his wife proved that they were still strong by staging a kissing photo outside of their house in front of paparazzi, and then placing a handwritten note for the paparazzi down that said, "Our marriage is strong and we are still very much together," and then signed by the both of them.
What,
so that
the
was
fuck?
Their little statement, which is very kind of,
they left a handwritten note for the press.
I mean,
for the paparazzi, I should say.
Yeah, it was a very staged kiss, and given that apparently his wife kind of had no idea what was going on when the photos of him and Lily James came out, I would hope that she's really on board with this, but I actually don't really know. And maybe they're just trying to clean up his image.
Oh my God.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Lily has reportedly been hiding at home. She's cancelled a bunch of her media, including the Today Show that she was meant to be on and Graham Norton. And according to a close friend, she is actually fearing for her career because of the backlash she has received from these photos.
Oh my God, so Dominic West can plan to have media, but she's hiding from every media outlet that there is.
Ain't that a double standard?
Ain't that a double standard, Dill?
Yeah, so that was the event that brought on this whole conversation that we've been having a little bit and that we wanted to record about slut-shaming in Hollywood and just the different ways that men and women are treated, especially when Dominic is, not only is he 20 years her senior, so one should think maybe a little bit more mature, but he's also married and has children. Like,
yeah. And a power dynamic.
There's a huge power dynamic at play, absolutely. Like, there, and for some reason, and we've seen this time and time again with celebrities, with female celebrities, it is put on the woman. As if she is the conniving, sneaky little snake that has slithered in and taken this man who did not know any better. And, you know,
the men never know any better, do they?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Anyway, that's what's gone down.
And I think we are a bit overdue for having a chat about slut shaming on the podcast, especially because it's something that we have grown up, like, seeing in the media, seeing in the tabloids, seeing on fucking Perez Hilton or Instagram or whatever it is. Like, slut shaming for women has been very pervasive in our upbringing.
Absolutely. And I know you're going to get into this, but we have seen case after case for over 25 years. I think a huge one that you're going to discuss is Monica Lewinsky. Now today we're seeing it with Lily James and a whole bunch in the middle, like Kristen Stewart and Angelina Jolie. You know, like, it hasn't changed, and I think we like to think that women are treated better now and that we have more awareness and that the media has more awareness, but I'm not really seeing it with this case.
No, shit no. And women and non-binary people should be able to just own their sexuality the way that men are allowed to own their sexuality.
Yeah, and I think also be able to make mistakes like men do and be forgiven for them if they're not genuinely awful people.
Literally.
Because God knows we're letting all the men off.
We sure are.
So, Luce, do you want to take us through the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
I would love to. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of us already know what happened with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, but I have recently watched The Clinton Affair, and it's so good. I would highly, highly recommend it. And it goes through the whole, I guess, relationship of between Monica, who was an intern at the White House, she was in her very early 20s, and Bill Clinton, who is obviously the President of the United States. And they had, I wouldn't even call it an affair, to be honest, they had a relationship while she was working at the White House. So this is probably one of the most fucking prevalent examples of slut shaming in our history, would you say?
I would say so, absolutely.
And we didn't even call it slut shaming when it happened. I mean, me and you were not even alive, really, when it happened. 1998, I think, things came to a bit of a head, but we were one. So we would never have...
We weren't really politically involved at that time.
No, nor were we socially woke, so no. We just wouldn't have known.
Hardly awake at all.
So the way that Monica was treated by the media when the word got out that she had been seeing the president, sleeping with the president, whatever, having an affair with the president, was honestly, for today and for back then, but like in today's terms, it was disgusting. Mm. So she was absolutely taken down not only by the media, but by other women, including feminist Gloria Steinem. She actually wrote an article in 1998 that really downplayed the accusations of harassment that Monica Lewinsky was laying against the president. And it really showed how women weren't even getting on board with, you know, woman first. It was kind of like victim blaming. It was, Monica obviously wanted this from the president. She was putting herself out there. It was never like there was a really fucking big power dynamic here.
And I also want to interject, I did say before that, like, nothing has changed. And there are clearly some changes that have happened. I don't think that, well, I would like to think that the situation wouldn't play out quite the same if it was today. But I do think we haven't gotten to a place where
it's equal.
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
Well, we still have to be having conversations like this, so it's obviously not. For some reason, there was very little consideration of the fucking huge power and age dynamic that was at play. Everything that was being said about Monica Lewinsky was like, oh, we don't like that Lewinsky girl. How dare she think she's good enough for the president? I can't believe she put herself on him like that. I'm sorry. He was old. He could make his own decisions.
She was early 20s.
Early 20s. What was he?
Well, probably 50s. He must have been 50s.
He must have been in his 50s. So just I think that this is disgusting. I'm going to go through a little bit about what the media said. So the Wall Street Journal referred to Lewinsky in print as a little tart. New York Magazine reported that as an adolescent, Lewinsky had spent two summers at fat camp where she paid particular attention to the boys. Code word, slut.
Oh my God. I know.
Maureen Dowd, who actually won a Pulitzer Prize for her coverage of Lewinsky, called her a ditzy, predatory White House intern and the girl who was too tubby to be in the high school in crowd, among other ugly caricatures.
And the fact that they are taking jabs at her appearance and at her weight is, like, okay, the slut-shaming is, like, fucked up. But then to, like, highlight her weight is, like, a whole nother low.
Like, what is the point of that?
No, literally nothing.
There's no point in that. Fox News released a poll investigating whether the public thought Lewinsky was an average girl or a young tramp looking for thrills. 54% rated her a tramp.
Oh, oh my God.
She had the worst slut shaming in the entire history of the fucking world, I would say. She had to go into hiding. And this was a It Takes Two to Tango moment.
Absolutely.
Honestly. So this scandal absolutely ruined Lewinsky's life. She restudied. She got her master's degree in social psychology at the London School of Economics. But she couldn't get a job because her name was so ingrained in public discourse that everyone either just said they couldn't hire her because of her history, or they only wanted to hire her because she'd be good for press and she'd have to talk at these big events and bring along numbers. So she said she was never quite right for the positions, or, you know, she had offers for like $10 million plus for, you know, her tell-alls or whatever, and she was like, well, I'm not going to do that. So her life was ruined. She was in hiding for so long, and now she's this household name that is still the butt of so many jokes.
And I think what's crazy is that people talk about her as if this is like some unfathomable event. But like, imagine how many of these people that would have had an opinion on Lewinsky would have been unfaithful in their lifetime.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, probably majority of the people who were reporting on it had been in similar situations.
I know.
And yet they are somehow thinking that they, like, that doesn't matter when it comes to talking about this young girl.
I know. Who was just honestly infatuated by the president, as you would be, and got into a relationship that she really thought was
She was completely groomed.
Yeah. She was groomed. That's a perfect word for it. And so Monica Lewinsky, her life was ruined by the slut-shaming, and this wasn't even a term that the media knew back then. She was just being slut-shamed, and none of us knew that that's what was unfolding. So the thing that really fucking irks me is that while it ruined her life, Bill Clinton was actually much less affected by it. In fact, when this was all really coming to a head in 1998, Bill Clinton was in the midst of his impeachment hearings.
So he was actually impeached for the Lewinsky thing, but his personal character was definitely not hit quite as hard.
Exactly. So even though he was in the middle of these impeachment hearings, his approval ratings rose above 65% in those midterms. Polls showed that many of the public didn't condone his relations with Lewinsky, but they didn't believe that it was grounds for removal from office. So the Democrats actually picked up 5 seats in the House of Representatives during those midterms, and he, yeah, benefited from this scenario that ruined Lewinsky's life.
Damn.
I know.
That's
I just thought
up.
That's fucked up, like, for the public to be like, yeah, like, we don't agree with what he did, but look, his character's still intact. Mm. Like, who gets the novelty of having their character still intact? So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton kind of affair, relationship, whatever you want to call it, but the long and short is that Monica Lewinsky had her life ruined and was a young girl whose career, whose life, whose fucking livelihood was put on hold and put into jeopardy. And Bill Clinton is still sitting quite pretty. Despite his Jeffrey Epstein fucking connections as well.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't have a clear conscience. But for some reason, we're not two-faced.
No, and Hillary Clinton is still with him in a relationship, and they saved face like Dominic West and his wife did.
To be honest, I did actually want to bring that up, because I think also very often we go for the woman who stays with the man and then puts it on her. Like, how could she stay with him? Like, she should have more self-respect. And it's so bad. I find myself doing this stuff all the time. Like, I remember doing it with Khloe Kardashian after she got back with Tristan. And I'm like, why, Khloe, have some more self-respect? But it's like, excuse me, they've got to do what's best for them. And we've got to hope that they are. And I feel like, again, we've got to focus this on the male.
We do. Well, we have to focus it on the person that's not being dragged in the press. Like, exactly. Why are they not?
The person who's in the wrong. Exactly. And again, we're talking about this completely in a female-male scenario. But despite gender, it's the person who is at fault.
Yeah, of course. So now that we've talked about Monica Lewinsky, I think it's, you know, time to get a bit more relevant with the celebrities that have been slut-shamed, and no surprises, they are women celebrities. So we have had Taylor Swift obviously fucking dragged in the press for every relationship she's ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an interview with her where she got told to give some advice to her 19-year-old self, and she said something along the lines of, like, let her know that she's going to be slut-shamed at every corner. Like, people are just going to slut-shame her. Because she was, and by women and men alike, just dragged.
Absolutely.
We had Miley Cyrus, who was actually pretty vocal about being slut-shamed for moving from Liam Hemsworth to Cody Simpson. And then we also had, you remember Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke? Yeah. He sung that fucked up song, Blurred Lines, about consent and the lack of consent, yet Miley, for performing at the VMAs, was the one that was really, really shamed.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't her song.
Do you remember, it was probably a good 10 years ago now, when the world went up in absolute chaos because she did that Vanity Fair photo shoot.
Yes!
Where she showed, like, her naked back. Like, it wasn't even she was wearing nothing. Like, she had a bloody blanket on. I think she had pants on, like, but you just couldn't see them.
She was 16, and her dad was with her on the shoot.
I remember it was on the evening news.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The, not even just, like, celebrity news. It was on the evening news, and parents were weighing in whether they thought that she was an appropriate star for their kids to like.
That's fucked up. I also remember when she released Can't Be Tamed. The same thing happened. Yeah. It was like, how dare this 17 or 18-year-old girl be acting how she fucking wants.
Be comfortable with her sexuality.
Yeah.
How dare she?
So fucked up. We've had Kim Kardashian, whose sex tape was illegally leaked and has followed her around her entire life despite any of her accomplishments. That one will just keep coming to bite her in the ass, which is just not fair because who the fuck leaked it? Kendall Jenner had an iconic moment. So after TMZ tweeted photos of her with basketball player Devin Booker, a Twitter user said that NBA players were passing around the supermodel. Kendall then went and shut that slut shaming down, tweeting, "They act like I'm not in full control of where I throw this cooch." And that was, like, one of the most liked tweets of all time, I think.
Like, but what a comeback.
What a comeback, because, like, what the fuck? Who the fuck
She's
tweeted?
She's fucking Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, like, who the fuck tweeted that they were passing her around? Who has the audacity to do that, and why is that okay?
It's disgusting. Not.
So that's just a few that I could remember from, you know, the kind of recent past. Do you have any that you remember?
I think definitely Vanessa Hudgens. That was a huge one of our childhood.
Oh, my God, the nudes.
And yeah, in the midst of the High School Musical fame, she had some nudes leaked. And it was by no fault of her own. She just had some nudes, and it's really unfortunate that they were somehow put into the wrong hands and they were leaked, and she had to issue an apology. And this happened multiple times. Another one that I only recently became aware of was Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl. And I think this was in 2008. I could be wrong there, but she was performing with Justin Timberlake, and when they were doing a dance move, he ripped off her, like, it was a dance move where he was meant to rip off, like, some of her top garment, so it showed, like, a corset underneath, but it kind of slipped down, and for, like, literally, like, a second or a fraction of a second, her nipple was on live TV. And because of this, she was so badly slut-shamed. I think she was fined. She was uninvited from the Grammys, whereas Justin Timberlake was invited to perform at the Grammys.
What the fuck?
So if that double standard doesn't make you angry, then I really think you need to go and do some self-reflection.
Yeah.
Because it should make you angry.
Because it's a wardrobe malfunction that Justin Timberlake actively, you know, like, made happen. Even though he didn't intend to, of course. But she should not be shamed. She should not have repercussions. She should not be uninvited from things. She should not be punished. What the fuck? That's fucked.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go into a little bit of why I think that we do this. Why we victimize the man and we demonize the woman.
Yeah.
And to completely generalize, I think society as a whole is very traditional still. And we see a relationship as a monogamous, lifelong match between a man, man and a woman. And I think we're incredibly uncomfortable of a woman being comfortable in her sexuality unless it's in a very conventional and acceptable way.
100%.
And so therefore, when a man and a woman are caught in an affair, there's this idea that there's a boys will be boys aspect. You know, he's just a man. He can't help himself. But there's also this excuse to hate the other woman and single her out because she's not this traditional wife character that we think a woman should be.
It's like you use tradition as the backbone for what everyone should live up to. Mm-hmm. And so the woman, because she's not playing the good wife, is slut-shamed and chat-sized. Mm-hmm. And I love what you said about boys being boys.
Boys will be boys.
Because I almost feel like it is a rite of passage for boys to go through the sexual awakening when they hit puberty or whatever, but for girls to do it and then for them to have this fucked up thing where people compare body counts and for some reason it's fine for a dude to have done it and get patted on the back for the many women he's conquered, in air quotes, and then for a woman to be slut-shamed for the men that she slept with is just such a double standard.
Absolutely. And I think often it's a really subconscious misogyny that we deal with, drilled into us because we had these ideas of marriage and tradition and what the perfect, in air quotes, relationship looks like.
And maybe it's because we expect it from men, which isn't fair either. Like, we expect them to go and just, like, sleep around or have their, like, phases where they'll be boys. But it's like, actually, that's not fair for us to expect that of them either.
Mm-hmm. And I think another thing is that women tear other women down.
And misogyny. Female misogyny is really, really dangerous and just
absolutely rampant. Yeah.
It's rampant, it is. And it's like, we shouldn't be wasting our time competing with each other when we have bigger fish to fry.
Absolutely.
Like, taking over the world and making sure that one day women leaders of all countries, of all places, can be, like, an actual possibility.
Exactly.
Another just quick, interesting thing is that it's like, okay, we want women to be maternal. We, like, you know, that's their job according to the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then we don't want them to be sexual. Like, we want them to have kids.
Yeah.
But we don't want them to be sexual.
Well, it's this idea they're meant to be pure. They're meant to save themselves for marriage, have one sexual partner.
It's like, well, actually, no. Because why should we just have to choose one person to be sexual with when other people can sleep around with whoever they want?
And isn't it crazy that, like, we have had no religious upbringing, the two of us?
Yeah.
But still, like, these ideas are still so permeated in our brain.
It's fucking crazy. It's also crazy that, like, this is the same with breastfeeding. Like, we expect women to breastfeed and lactate, and that is natural for us. But society doesn't like it in public. You can't
handle a bit of boob.
No, it's honestly, it's like the double standards are everywhere, the slut shaming's everywhere, and hopefully, like, more conversations like this can happen and women can just embrace their sexuality like men can.
Yeah, and I really hope that this isn't the end for Lily James's career. I think that would be awful, and I think there are a lot of people that have gone behind her and just rallied and said, actually, no, she's not the one in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
She should not be the one hiding.
No.
None of them should be hiding. No. I think it's just so unnecessary and so sad, but it really felt like a conversation that we had to have.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, you shouldn't have done it, but if you're going to do it, at least both parties pay the same consequences.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's kind of the crux of it all, ain't it, Rubes?
Yes. Well, thank you everyone for listening today.
Yes, thanks for listening to our... It was just a big rant today, wasn't it?
It was a rant. Kind of love it. That's kind of where we do best, I think. Yeah. You can find us at Shit You Should Care About on the Instagram. Also, The Shit Show with a whole bunch of underscores.
You can also find us on shityoushouldcareabout.com or at our Facebook group, The Shit You Should Care About Squad. Please leave a review, leave a like, share this with your mates. We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.